Are we hot? Are we hot? We hot?
Yep.
Hello. We're hot. We've just had a mic situation right now, but you know what? We work right through it. So hi, everyone. This is Noreen Sumter for Beyond Potential. Live life your way. And it's Tuesday, and you know what Tuesday is. Tuesday is my favorite day of the week, and I was giggly and crazy riding the train coming up here today. I was just giggling like crazy, and I felt like I just had a baby, right? Because, you know, it's one of those feelings that you're really excited about. And so tonight, I'm really, 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 really excited because I have Mr. David Hands, Pat Collins, and on the line at some point, I will have Harold Sharshin. Did I say that right?
I think you did.
Right. So say hello to the people.
Hello, people.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone. So introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Pat Collins, and I'm excited to be here.
And I'm David Hand. I'm equally as excited to be here. As the new old face of Next Models.
The new old face of Next Models. Well, tonight's show, we have models on the call. Because why did I choose models this week? Well, a few weeks ago, I attended Fashion Week Brooklyn and bumped into Mr. David Hands. Not David Hands, Mr. David Hands. And I also bumped into Harold Sharshin. And literally, I thought I knew these people in person. I thought they were people in my life. And I didn't realize that I was that much of an internet watcher. I mean, Instagram watcher or visitor to Instagram. But I met these guys and I just thought they were wonderful. And I invited them to come on my show. And then I also had a friend who I asked him, do you know any people that used to model, any women that used to model and are still beautiful and amazing? And just who they are is just a model no matter what. And he was like, yes, you should speak to my friend Pat. So Pat, here is Pat on the call tonight. And I'm really on the show tonight. And I'm really excited to have her. So Pat, just tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you?
I am a warrior, I would say.
Aww.
A really unique spirit that's roaming the earth, 6 feet tall plus, full of love, light, and excitement. I had an affinity for cosmetics, and modeling was something that I thought would be a real big dream, which became a reality. Mm-hmm. I encourage others to stand tall, to think of a cord, invisible cord pulling on top of their head so they can always think tall. You don't necessarily have to be physically tall to be tall. Mm-hmm. And everyone, in a sense, if you look along the lines of models and models are concerned, we all possess a unique talent, a unique spirit, a unique aura that only you can project. And the photographer who's taking pictures right now will do their part as far as putting together the image that's going to be projected from it. I'm so excited to be a model mother, former athlete, cosmetic marketing executive. I'm excited to really launch a very interesting product line that I've been working on for some time. But I know there'll be more questions posed.
There'll be a thousand questions.
And I welcome them.
And you should see this woman. She has the most beautiful cheekbones. I mean, like, she's like an ebony statue, like with the cheekbone. Oh, they're just amazing. I love your cheekbones.
Well, I must say, there are all sorts of different types of makeup techniques for cheekbones that one can project.
Are you telling me those are not your cheekbones? Those are your
They're
cheekbones.
My cheekbones without any all natural. Everything's natural when it comes to Pat Collins. I have to say I'm very fortunate. Great genes. And in the interim, if I need to enhance my genes, I know exactly how to take that blush and put it right on the apple part of the cheek.
Well, they look great. Thank you.
David,
tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, I'm just some guy, you know.
Handsome guy.
I'm some guy from Connecticut. Mm-hmm. And a lifelong creative who's, I have a corporate video production company out of Queens. I live here in the city. And magically, a little over a year ago, a couple years ago, I got an inkling that there might be runways and cameras in my future. But about a year ago, I was found on Instagram by a New York City model scout named Jason Mickel, who said he thought I had what it took to go the distance. So I spent a rigorous 6 or so months under his tutelage, and yes, his demanding tutelage. And next thing you know, he thought I was ready, and he sent me out to the New York agencies, and next snatched me up.
And so, how long have you been modeling?
For, gosh, today's probably about 8 months.
8 months.
Yeah.
You've been modeling for 8 months.
8 whole months.
Right, and you.
I'm a veteran.
Yeah, a veteran. No, but is this like, is this something that just came as a shock to you? Was this something that you expected?
No, I mean, it came as a shock mostly because, excuse me, as a creative, I've hired models and actors my entire career. For 35 years, I've been on that side of the camera. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't expecting this to happen. excuse me, of course, I would suddenly get the frog. I'm stealing this cough drop. This one's mine. So yeah, it came as a bit of a surprise, let's say that much. I started getting an inkling. I had a small agency throw me a contract just off of my personal Instagram, mm-hmm. and I had some photographers approach me wanting to shoot me, but I'm glad that Jason stepped in, because I don't think I could have done half of what I've done even in this short time without him.
So we have Pat Collins and Harold. So we have Pat Collins and David Hand in the studio. And we also have Harold Sharshin. I don't know if I'm saying that right. I'm never saying that right. And he's going to correct me when he comes on. He is on the line right now, and he will be joining us from Germany. So I'm really happy to have him come in, because it is 3 a.m. So, Harold, are you there?
Yeah, hi, Noreen. How are you?
I am doing really, really well. And so I just want to thank you for coming to the show. And I'd like to invite you to just introduce yourself and say a little bit to the... We're going Facebook Live here, people. So I'd like to introduce you and for you to say a little bit to the people online. So
all right.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, first, my name is Harold, and the last name is Schindel. It's Schindel. Uh-huh. I'm 56 years young and
56 years
working
sexy
as a part-time model. I'm the proud father of 2 kids. One is 11, one is 21, and I'm happy to be on the show.
Thank you. So is your situation similar to David? One day you were just like walking around town and, you know, somebody spotted you and boom, next minute you know you're gracing the pages of Instagram and people are perving on you. How did that happen?
It happens a little bit different. It's like I had a knee, or I underwent a knee surgery like 2 years ago, uh-huh. and during that time I decided with my girlfriend together that I'm not going to shape during the time when there's rehab. Uh-huh. So I let my beard grow, and my ex-wife is a journalist, and when she saw me, she was thinking about, did you ever think about applying or contacting an agency for modeling? I said, you're joking. But she was not giving up, and she just kept pushing and said, go for it, send some pictures in. So I did send some pictures in, never thinking about that something's going to happen. And 2 days after, I got one call. The next day, I got the next call, and it was a tremendous recognition, and that's how the whole thing started almost a year ago.
Pretty nifty. So you're both very similar. So you're 8 months, and you're a year ago. And so this is, was modeling ever something that you saw in your forecast?
No, I never would expect that would come up, because, like, you don't think about that. It's like normally when you see people, or when you look in the papers, or when you look in the journals, they are young people which uh-huh. are modeling. I never had the idea that there's going to be a new trend, or there's going to be actually a new movement that people at our age, like David at my age, would have the chance to work as a model.
Right. So there wasn't a secret fantasy when you were a young teenager that you were hot and you could have been a model. Nothing like that.
Yeah, when I was like 20 years, there was a fantasy when I was in the university, sure. Uh-huh. But during that time, the ideal model looked different than what I did. That I looked, I was more skinnier. It's like today, which is it's like different.
Right.
But during that time, you had to add muscles. I remember that time. You remember the old times at Muscle Beach at Los Angeles, you know, and so people had to look like that. I didn't do, but I always had a fantasy, baby, that this could be a job for me or this could be a career for me.
But it's funny. I recently met a guy who was big in the 80s and 90s. And even what was considered sample size then is not sample size now. No. So, you know, it's really true. Sample sizes for us guys, Harold, is two sizes down from what it was 20 years ago. So lucky us.
Right, right. And Pat, tell us about you were a fashion, I remember you in the fashion magazines back in the day.
Well, I had an affinity for cosmetics, and considering my look back then was considered a little exotic. What was exotic at the time? Dark, high cheekbones. You know, Grace Jones has been my 25-year, that's kind of like what I persona when I'm not doing a lot of other, like a special event. And as far as modeling was concerned, I always knew that I had a special look, but for some reason never bagged that agency. I became my own agent.
Right.
And for some reason, I ended up working with Estee Lauder and went into cosmetics and didn't really stay on the modeling trail or track. So now I have so much incentive sitting next to David and listening to others that there is real strong hope for. I'm still only 160 pounds, and you guys say I have high cheekbones and real good looking. So I'm really giving all of this some thought. I'm a model with a lot of the youth. I'm a substitute teacher for New York City Public Schools for the last past 28 years, but went into like a lot of marketing, working in with magazines as an editor, touring different parts of the world with a lot of expertise in the hair care industry, and being a junior Olympian from my elementary to high school through college, going to college on a track and field scholarship, I realized that those particular components came together when it came to either pursuing a modeling career or being a part of the fashion world.
Right.
I take that same stamina when it comes to high jumping over the pole as far as walking into doors and encouraging younger kids and others and also adults to kind of like believe in themselves. I consider myself, which others have told me, that I'm a healer, that I have this very unique type of spirituality that have the tendency to rub off.
We've got 1 minute to commercial break.
Oh.
No, go. Continue.
I have this spiritual presence that's above and beyond, I would say, the average person that I've been told. So I take that spirit and I utilize it every place that I go.
Right.
I find myself on the side of the street taking a stray cat home.
Aww.
Or helping a senior citizen, giving a few cans of Ensures. You know, I do all of these good deeds in a sense, but I am happily married. I've been married like 37 years to a wonderful guy from Texas. We met at a Parliament Funkadelic concert in the, in the 70s. And we have a wonderful daughter named Veronica. She came very, very late in life because I was touring all over. Right. As a matter of fact, I woke up one day in a hotel and you know what city I was in. So it's a vast amount of beauty in this world and I just absorb it every single day, every second.
Right. Right. So we're going to be right back in a few seconds. Okay?
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday, 9 to 10 Eastern Time, and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo!
What's that?
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Steal it because I love it. It tastes great.
What,
insure? It does.
They're talking about insure. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is a mature show for mature people, but we're not talking about insure. Yeah, we're on the air. We're back on the air, ladies and gentlemen. So, Harold, are you still with us?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So I'm just going to like read a little bit from your bio. So, David, you are a self-proclaimed new old face of Next Models. David has been making his mark on the New York City's premier 50-plus models, strutting runways. Did you get your AARP yet?
I got it, and I promptly threw that crap in the trash.
They send it to you like a day before.
It was like 2 weeks before my 50th, and I got
awful.
It. Yeah, that's the
right.
First part. And then, yeah.
So he's been gracing the pages of Home and Across, and discovered by a model scout at 50. He signed at Next Models at 51. Davies strives to inspire men of all ages to be fit, stay fit, and live with style through his Mr. David Hand social media persona. He is a career creative director and proof positive that agile minds and youthful spirits never go out of fashion. Tell us a little bit about that.
About which? The agile mind?
Agile minds.
Yeah. Well, it's... I'm sure you probably agree, Pat. You got into modeling and you found out, oh, wow, this is not easy.
Absolutely.
It's not even close to easy. Right, Harold, I'm sure you agree as well.
Absolutely.
So, and everyone is looking for, everyone when we talk about clients mm-hmm. and agencies are looking for depth of personality mm-hmm. and that sort of thing. So you can't exactly be an inactive bump on a log right. and go down this path.
So tell me, like, where does how do you use your energy? I'm a believer that energy is number one, right? Mm-hmm. So that I believe that we can call in anything that we desire if we're focused. I read this article once and it says it's not that we as human beings can't have what we want, it's just we don't have the capacity to stay focused long enough.
That's it.
Right.
Yeah.
So tell me how it is for you, how this showed up.
Energy. I call energy coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of energy every day.
Mm-hmm.
But really, you know, there are so many factors that contribute to that energy. And it is rooted in the physical,
right.
I think, for a lot of us. So maintaining positivity is critical for any creative, whether either side of the camera, whatever you're doing,
mm-hmm.
Because... It is really what is behind motivation and everything you do. So,
right.
When I say that it's affected in all aspects of your life, one of the big things that I struggle with is dietarily, mm-hmm. sugar is a real downer, and so I know when I'm eating too much sugar, mm-hmm. I'm going to become lethargic. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be as sharp as I should be, and all that kind of stuff. And guess where I am today? I'm like recovering from 2 months of incredible sugar intake. So that's the whole thing.
Okay.
I personally am trying to balance it back out and get my energy back up where it should be because I feel like I've been slacking a little bit.
Great. Thank you for that. So, Harold, I don't want to forget you that you're online just because you're not in the studio. I want to know about your energy. How do you maintain your energy? How do you maintain your life with this newfound, you know, I'm going to call it fame or model or modeling, or how do you maintain your energy with that?
Yeah, first of all, the biggest hammer, the biggest energy part is my girlfriend, Ruth. You know her?
Yeah, we love Ruth.
She is helping me in all the ways. She is also pushing me and telling me sometimes to get to a stage, I can't do that because I'm not that professional. She always said, go for it, believe in yourself, and that's maybe for me it's a key. I believe in myself, and I take this whole new world as a, let's say, as a fairy tale, and I'm part of this fairy tale, and that's how I get my energy mm-hmm. from that. On the other way, I'm like David, is getting energy also. I do a couple of sports, like working, try to work out, and mm-hmm. also, which is very important, is health food. So I try to really eat very healthy, and mm-hmm. this is also one of the big part of my energy.
Awesome. And Pat, you're like, you said 160 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Or less. I have no diet, no special regimen. I strongly believe it's a genetic thing for sure. As a matter of fact, I've had challenges where I wanted to actually put on a few pounds here and there, mm-hmm. but I have a very support person that tells me that I'm fine the way that I am.
Your husband.
Yep, my husband. But to be honest with you, I like, I'm very spiritual. I meditate. I use creative visualization. Mm-hmm. I love kids. I love life overall. When I walk outside, I have a cat that follows me from the neighborhood. I adore the trees, the squirrels. I immerse all that life and God has to offer. And I always go to a higher power, so I get rejuvenated. Music is extremely important. Good. I tell everyone that you should always put music on and have it surrounding you at all times.
Have a dance off. Have a dance break.
It could be a dance break. It could be serene music. It could be the ocean. It could be your favorite song from the 60s. That makes, you can just be in love with love. You know what the world needs now is love, sweet love. Just thinking up, just being optimistic in your thoughts. I'm always called the optimist, in the world. And I consider myself pure light. Life is so important because there's so much darkness that's trying to cover the earth. So I feel like when I walk into an environment, a restaurant, I bring the light.
Okay. So tell me, what's one thing that each of you, and this is a question for all of you, and it doesn't matter who answers it. What's the one thing that you would like people to know about you that they don't know about you?
Well, everyone knows the frog in my throat.
Right.
There'd be a naming contest online.
Funny rabbit.
So, a funny thing, the first thing that jumps to my mind, and, both Pat and Harold have put me to shame here, is that I'm married. Mm-hmm. Not everyone, but so many people on Instagram assume that I'm single for some reason, mm-hmm. which is probably because I don't.
It's a fantasy.
Yeah, I mean, it's a business. It's not a fantasy. No, that's what I'm saying.
No, it's a fantasy. Married. They don't want you to be married because it destroys the fantasy. Their
right.
fantasy.
Yet the fantasy is a nightmare. But I mean, it's also a professional page, so it's I try to make it not so much about mm-hmm. that. So my husband and I have been married for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And we have an 18-year-old in college. And I don't know. That was pretty pedestrian.
Well, I think I'll take the ball rolling. And your question, Noreen, you said
my question was what's one thing that people don't know about you that you'd like them to know about you?
Well, that I am a very strong.
I think they know that.
Very strong, but very simple person. I may come across as a very high end, a person that may demand a lot, from life. Basically, I love thrift store shopping. I love planting and gardening. Small things are important to me. Basically, surrounding myself with, mind-like peoples that are from a tribe. I would say always find your tribe members. Extremely important. Mm-hmm. And in the interim, you should take life on a daily basis. What it has to offer, do not play ping pong with it. Don't play volleyball.
So what's the thing that you would like people to know about you?
That I love life, and I'd love for everyone to take those four letters and carry it with them every single day.
Thank you. And Harold, yourself?
Yeah, I take the ball as well. It's like I like people to know that I'm a single, a simple person, mm-hmm. and a normal person, a down to earth person. Mm-hmm. So not fancy one. People can talk to me, and people can approach me if they want to talk to me. That's one thing. And the other thing is, like David as well, that I'm in a very happy relationship, and which is on Instagram, people start asking me if I'm solo or single or whatever, but I'm happily in a relationship since almost all around 10 years, mm-hmm. and I'm very happy with that.
I'm really happy, by the way, that Harold is so approachable, because at the opening party for Fashion Week Brooklyn, I see this gorgeous beard rising above the crowd, and I said, oh my gosh, I know that guy. I follow him on Instagram, and I made my way through the crowd, and, you know, the bromance started.
Right, right. Yeah, well, actually, both of you were very, very approachable. We were giggling. I don't even know what we were giggling, but we were all walking down the street giggling.
We were.
And then Harold, I thought he was somebody that I knew from the neighborhood. I didn't realize it. But that always happens. You know, these people, you see these people online or on TV all the time. You know, I want Luther, Idris Elba, to walk into the neighborhood so I can actually pretend like I know him too. But, you know, he was extremely approachable, really kind, really generous. And I saw him a bunch of times at the event, and he was really, really approachable, and I think that's awesome. Pat just seems, she bought me presents. That's really awesome. Thank you very much for your presence. What would you like to tell us a little bit about your company?
Well, I just initially just rolled out a really unique product line. It's Pat Collins Skin Solutions. It's an on-the-go kit that's derived from organic products, and no bottles, no mixing, no maxing, just pretty much products that are already dispensed inside of packets, easy on the go, whether you're sitting in your office, whether you're at the gym, whether you're in the sports, you have a product that you can take, put in your pocket, you see results. They have AHAs, pineapples, and oranges. I'm so excited to be at the King's Pharmacy location on 7th Avenue. They believed in the product line, and I bought samples for everyone. As a matter of fact, I can send some to lots of products here that's available, and what's really special about it, I have a disposable towel that looks just like a pill. You add water to it, and it expands.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Okay, you have to speak into the mic. So we're going to try that. I'm going to definitely try that, and I'll report on it next week. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
If you have an interest in marijuana, you want to know about marijuana, law, policy, and culture, then feel free to join me, Joseph A. Bondi, every Friday at 11 o'clock in the morning on my show, In the Know 420 on TalkingAlternative.com. Legalize the herb to continue to
resist the passage of this necessary legislation. Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
And we're hosts of the Rob and Callie Show. Are you looking for a show that talks about real stuff, like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Then you have come to the right place, because we cover topics ranging from chivalry to gratitude to your relationship with money and everything in between.
So listen to us on the Rob and Callie Show, Tuesdays, 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Regardless of whatever age, denim jeans, sneakers.
This is Noreen Sumter from Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, and we're back. And the question that I have for my guest today is 50. Today at 50, it is not our parents' 50, right? So I'd like to hear a little bit about your thoughts on that.
It's a whole different ballgame now. You know, I remember 62 was when my grandmother retired, and my goodness, she was old, right? Uh-huh. And now I look at someone 62 and I'm like, did we go to high school together? Weren't you in band? I see a lot of people out there in this age bracket who are suddenly saying, wow, I've spent 30 or 40 years in a career that has been a paycheck. It's not something I've been passionate about. Mm-hmm. So, it's a major leap. If you want to start doing something that you love, and if you're fortunate to do that now, then more power to you. If not, you're like a lot of people. You're not alone out there. A lot of us are in the process of reinventing ourselves, right, myself included. So there are aspects of my career I love. I have a, like I said, a video company called Cherry Bar Films, mm-hmm, with my best friend since eighth grade. And when we were on,
how does he look?
He looks great.
Oh, okay, good.
He's like my sidekick, like my Siamese twin. So we, you know, we working together is heaven. Like every time we're on location shooting, when we're just the two of us in the editing suite, it's the greatest thing in the world. That's a very tough business to get started in New York.
Do you feel that just your energy, just the way you have working in an environment that you, I know for myself, I love what I do. Right. And I feel that I will never get old. Right. Yeah. Because my work will never get old because I love my work and it's forever changing. How does that, what's your take on that?
I think that's absolutely true. As opposed to those days where I'm doing the things I don't like, the, mm-hmm, things I've been doing too long. On the design end of my business, I've been so, you know, after 35 years, I've been through so many technological revolutions, mm-hmm, so many true revolutions of media. Mm-hmm. It's just enough already, you know, and I don't like the new world of that particular profession. So for me, it's a production environment. If he and I are shooting a big pharmaceutical video or something like that, we're having a great time.
Right, it's like play.
If I'm alone slogging together some awful collaboration business tool thing, mm-hmm, I'm not happy. So, and it shows in the work. So right now, speaking selfishly, I'm awesome at that. whether I'm
well, you should be.
Whether I'm in front of the camera or behind, I'm having a great time. So yeah, that's what I'm trying to do, is put myself in that position.
So keeping yourself young, keeping yourself active and engaged in something that you love keeps you young.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I completely agree with, mm-hmm, that. What do you say, Pat?
Your thoughts are very powerful. What you think, so shall it be. Basically, eating healthy, nutrition plays a real key role, and visualizing. I decided to think along the lines of a product that will be ideal for people that are 50 plus, that's on the go, that's simple. And that's how we gave birth to the Pat Collins Skin Solutions product line. I would say, basically, when it comes to being 50 plus and thinking out all of your thoughts on how to wear your looks well, mirrors are very important. Most of the time, we don't even really look at ourselves. We go in the mirror, we see ourselves. Are we really looking at ourselves? We need to really, I know I'm not an actor. Actress. I've never pursued an acting career, but I know that mirrors are important. When we came in, the first thing David said, look, he was not being vain. He was making a connection spiritually with his being, mm-hmm, of who he was, his existence, and he wanted to make sure that he was projecting through this mic and through the visual our best. So with it, I'm telling others, we can pursue our dreams 50, 55 plus, above and beyond. I believe in dreams. When Cinderella had her own little corner, her own little chair, and she visualized, I believe that. I would sit on steps myself. Kelly Clarkson had one of the favorite songs that I love, Breakaway. And I remember growing amid the palm trees in Miami, parents from the Bahamas. And Kelly Clarkson, one of her verses said, I'll spread my wings and I'll fly away. Cool. You may not know where I'm at, but in the interim, I'm just going to take that risk. And dreams do come true.
Great.
If we
Harold,
believe.
What about yourself? What do you say? 50
Go ahead. 50, people used to say 50 today is like the 40 10 years ago or so. Because I think the thing is that age doesn't count. It counts how you feel. And that's the most important thing. It's not like it used to be in the old days. You are now 50. You have to wear a suit every day. You have to do this every day. There is not this border anymore, not this force anymore. You can go with a longboard on the street when you're 55 as well as when you're 30. And you can wear jeans when you're 55 as long as you stick to it.
They don't have to be grandpa jeans.
Your personality fits to it. Then you can do whatever you want to. And there is not this thing, and that's what David and I, we talked about weeks ago. We don't want to hear, don't do that with your age. There is no don't do that. You can do what you like to, and I think that's the key.
Right.
It's like when I talk to my son, he's 11 years old, I can do things with him is like which is normal today. Like my dad would never have done with me like 20 or 30 years ago. He would never ride a longboard with me or never went with me on a bike.
Right.
Now you can do that easily because it's the new generation and it works. And I like this idea.
Making a note to have Harold teach me longboard.
Longboard, yeah. Right. There's also a question for, I know women, we take care of ourselves, but there are women that are like, you know, 50 and they look quite, you know, beside themselves. Let's just put it that way. But what would you, beside themselves, what would you say to a man? Because I think that men are doing better these days, but they still need that little help. How do you keep it together? And what would you advise a man in his 50s that's had a corporate job his whole life and has that corporate square look that when they look at you, they think you're a little strange? Because you're not the norm.
You have to go out on limbs every once in a while, right? Mm. You have to take risks and you have to understand what's appropriate for you when making your own personal style.
Right.
So there's things that one 60-year-old can wear that another can't,
right.
You know, and it's a matter of how you're carrying it. It's the string on top of your head. It's wearing it with pride. Mm-hmm. It is owning the look and knowing that you're making it. One of the best fashion tips I ever got from a friend of mine, a giant fashionista in London, said to me, I was at a store with him in Soho, and I said, what do you think about these sneakers? Are they going to go with, you know, whatever? And he said, they go if you make them go.
That's right. You know, it's so funny. I'm listening to you talk and I'm thinking of my father, right? So my father.
I am your father.
No, I'm thinking of my father at 50 and like my father going into buying sneakers or buying skinny jeans. Buying skinny jeans. No. Why not? No, it's not why not. But it's just a different, it completely is a different time. It is, you know, he's got his skinny jeans on. It is completely a different time. You know, looking at, like, I'm 54, right? And I know I don't look 54, but I feel 54, if whatever that feels like. You know what I mean? Like, I feel, my body is not as spry and as energetic as it used to be. And I'm pretty damn energetic, but I can feel the differences. Like, I can feel the occasional creak here and there, you know?
I don't want to be a jerk, even
be
though
a jerk.
I am.
Be a jerk.
I don't feel it. I feel a lot younger than I am until I'm in the presence of a 20-year-old. Then I suddenly feel every minute of...
Yeah, but is it a look at looking at a 20-year-old or
no.
Is it...
It's engaging. No, it's you know. It's understanding that I
only look. It's just like
communication.
How you act. It's like sometimes when you cross people or something, like you bounce on somebody, and somebody said, "Hey, young man, what did you do?" It's like looking at him. It's like maybe I'm 20 years older than you, but it's like you let's say you get the you give the impression that you are also young, not only because of what you're wearing, like but
it's a
how
being.
You really acting.
Right. It's the being.
I think
it's
that's the idea. That's the key.
Yep. It's the being. I believe that we should, like Pat said, we should have all kinds of friends. We should have young ones. I have a variety of friends. My youngest friend is 15, and she's been my friend since she was 2.
Oh my
and
goodness.
She will tell everybody, this is my best friend. And it brought tears to my heart when she invited me to come to her school play, right, to watch her do some play. And she introduced me, who's here today? My best friend. She's been my best friend since forever. And I it brought tears and like it brought sweetness That's to wonderful. My heart because she's 14 and she wants to be around me. And then I have my neighbor who's like 90, you know, so I go into it. So I have a difference in age of people that keep me grounded. And I think it's really important to have that. Don't you agree?
It is. The older you get, the bigger your sphere should become.
Yes.
And too many people do the opposite.
Right.
And, you know, this isn't, you know, yet another atrocious thing to be saying, but if you hang out with nothing but your contemporaries, there comes a point at which they quite literally start disappearing on
Absolutely.
You, right? And next thing you know, you're on your own.
Absolutely.
But like you said, you not only benefit from the vast life experiences of those older than you, which is something that almost seems lost in pop culture these days. And I think something that the three of us are really hype on bringing back and recognizing, it makes you an even broader and deeper
Absolutely.
Person by extension.
Right.
And there's a vast amount of knowledge that we can give to the youth, the younger generation. I mean, even to the work industry, to the corporate world, because there's such a huge void, in my opinion, when it comes to a lot of knowledge. And just taking the time to, like, you know, we're not going to say go back, reflect backwards to go forward. We want to continue to move forward. But there's a lot that we can share from past to present that will be complementary today.
Yeah. And I also think there's a lot that we can share from present to past, because there's the young children, like Sophia, she's 15, and she contributes a lot to my life, because if I'm wearing something that looks really odd, she'd be like, don't wear that.
Or her cell phone. If you need to put some after something on your cell phone, they can.
Yeah, even my computer. If I need to do an upgrade, or if I need to do something that I don't know how to do, my computer, she goes, get out of the way. Just get out of the way.
And she like, nanoseconds, it's done.
And it's done in nanoseconds.
That's the benefit of the age. You hand that complicated remote to your kid and go, you figure it out.
Yeah, and they figure it out in a second. Yeah. So I think it's really important to have a variety of ages in your life, surrounding your life, because it makes you a whole and full, complete person.
Critical.
So that's really great. So how would you share with a guy that, like, or what would you tell a woman that comes to you and says that, like, I need skincare because, you know, I'm getting older, the face is wrinkling up a little bit, you know. What would you say to them, Pat? Because your skin is flawless.
Look at her.
Well, I would say,
even though she says it's genetics, I believe
genetics,
it is.
But skin is your body's dress. You know, everything else is covered throughout. Your entire body is covered. The face is exposed to so much, from the pollutants, the whole nine yards. So if there's nothing else that we can take care of, it definitely needs to be the face, because if you mar or scar your body, you can put on a jacket, you can cover it up. There's also cosmetics that can also, you know, cover up, but we don't want to mask our complexion. Cleansing your skin and using the right products helps your skin to be at its best, where less is more.
That's your thing.
That's where the thing, that's where it comes in. All the skincare, skin solutions. There's solutions and remedies for every problem or anxiety that one may be experiencing.
Okay, so here's a question that I want to ask, because I find that a lot of, let's say, older men, and in my line of business as a personal life coach, a lot of clients don't like to visit the doctor. I kid you not, they do not like to visit the doctor. Like, how do you guys, not only food and water and skincare and all this, how often do you visit the doctors?
Well, I'm a health advocate. That's my other side. I've been a community health advocate since Arthur Ashe for about maybe two decades plus, and I realized the importance of health. As a matter of fact, with the Arthur Ashe Institute, we had a community drive where we went to beauty salons and barbershops. We did a grassroots effect, and we also anonymously talked to women and men that are in the barbershops on the importance of taking care of their health and seeing their doctors for visits, and let them know that there's no fear there, you know, giving them breast models to actually feel and touch for breast mold, letting men know the importance of prostate, that it's not the myth that you've heard as far as having the process done, and that if you were to say, if you do get news that's not of good report, it doesn't mean that it's over.
Right.
You know, there are lots of solutions.
You need a baseline. I always say you need a baseline, and it's important to go to the doctors and get a baseline. And also, I find that if you go to the doctors, get your annual checkups, it provides less stress, because you know what's so, as opposed to not knowing what's so.
Right.
And so a lot of people experience stress. That, too, in itself is aging. So it's important. Yeah. So, you know, how do you feel about that in Germany?
It's like the same. Like, once a year you do your annual checkup, which for me is very important, with everything included, with blood analysis and so on. And
Harold, I'm going to have to. Harold, I'm going to have you hold that thought until we get right back. We'll be right back.
All right.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to SecretsOfTheSire.com.
Talking
talkingalternative.com.
Hi guys, this is Noreen from Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, and we are with Mr. David Hands, Mr. Harold Schindel, and Miss Pat Collins, Mrs. Pat Collins. Is that right, Mrs.?
Yes, Mrs.
So at the break, I asked him a question. Is like, how do you, I like to play. I like to have fun. I like to giggle like a lot. I like to laugh a lot. So I want to know, how do you guys keep yourself engaged and young at heart with play?
Well, David has an 18-year-old. I have a 19-year-old. I have two cats. And basically, whatever my daughter does, if she goes ice skating, if she's roller skating, if I've always been the PTA mom that drove all the kids around and was the cool mom. So I adopted a lot of the things that, you know, keep, you know, life very playful. And as a matter of fact, I just love life. So one should smile, and we should make that smile something radiant. And you should take that energy and work it out, whether it's physically, you know, running or jumping or just doing something fun.
Right.
You know, once a day, think of something great that makes you happy, and then you can play.
Cool. What about you, Dave?
I laugh a lot. You know, that's really what I can think about. Whether it's with my son or my partner, we are constantly cutting up about one thing or another. Mm. The same is true when I'm among my friends here in the city. It's just, we never take anything too seriously. So that keeps us happy.
So Harold, what about yourself? How do you keep yourself young at heart?
Yeah, I laugh a lot as well as David, and as well my 11 years old keeps me young because I'm when playing tennis with him, we play soccer, we just hiding, running out in the streets, we are riding on a longboard, and he keeps me busy, and this keeps me in shape, actually, and I love it.
Right. So I'm going to ask a question. This is a provocative question. Mm. So, you know, when we were like, we had parents, when you think of sex, most people go, it's old people sex. Ew. Right? We're not our parents anymore. So like, hey, how is sex in the 50s?
Well, I have to take the ball and roll with that one.
Roll with that, baby.
It's something that's, I would say, very special. It's soothing. It's delicious. It's even better than in your youth because there's this different sense of feeling that one, you know, experienced at that time. And there's so many other different, you know, techniques that one can use to still keep things, you know, flowing.
Right.
So I would suggest, you know, as often as one can connect.
It's good for the skin.
So shall it be. Do it.
Do it. You heard that. Do it. And you too could be young, sexy, and in your 50s. David, do you have anything? David's blushing.
Oh, I am. I actually am.
He is so blushing.
Whew, it's getting hot in here. I sweat through my Victor Creations blazer right here. Sex is spectacular in your 50s. Good. And to prove it, see my new video series.
Ooh, it is getting hot in here.
Wish I was kidding. No, I am. I'm totally kidding.
No, sex is really important in your 50s. And some people get to the point where they think when they get to a certain age, it's over.
No.
Right? And so...
No, it's not. It's not over. It's actually like what David said and what Pat said. I can sign 100%. It's a very precious thing. And it's even different like in the 20s. And it's... you have so much experience gained during over the years, and it's fun.
You know what's over? Talking about it. Absolutely. I'm not talking about here, but I'm talking about in general.
Right. You know exactly.
I don't call my best friend and say, "Oh my God, dude, last night." Oh, you know. That's what's over at 50. We're not like bragging to our friends about, you know,
right.
Sex.
Okay.
Yes, conquest. That's the word.
All right. So is there, like, so you're all in this modeling world. You're all in, things have happened throughout life. What's one of the things that you wish that you could have done differently in your life that maybe you didn't do? What's a regret? Even though I don't like people having regrets, because I call it, it's like flirting with a corpse. What's one thing that you regret not doing in your life?
I think for me, it's travel. And, you know, I think that really lies ahead for me. But I wish I had seen more of the world. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, one of the greatest things about Instagram, which has been a focal point. Hi, guys. A focal point of you know, everything I've been doing professionally in model world, is that I have these followers from everywhere. And it's incredible to hear their stories and see their pictures and follow their profiles and all that sort of stuff. I just wish I had been to those places. Mm-hmm. So I'm coming.
Okay, good. Because I was going to ask you, what's stopping you? Nothing.
Everyone always said, well, there is something stopping.
What's stopping you?
Money.
Oh, pff, you can create that in a second.
All right, good. I'm going to go see Maureen Sumter, life coach.
You should. Ooh. I can help you create
money.
She's
going to fix my checking account.
Mm-hmm.
Fix it.
I can totally have you start creating that in a positive way.
Well.
Absolutely. Yourself, Pat?
To be very honest with you, my life has been a fairy tale in a sense. So as far as regrets, I'm not saying it's difficult for me to pull one out, but I'm still in awe on miracles and all the occurrences that have happened in my life. I just regret every day of not sharing life and love and, you know, helping a person or helping someone in a situation to better themselves. And that's, I think that regret will come to me on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Harold, yourself?
Yeah, it's what you said is like what I haven't done. There still a couple of years coming up that I can do things what I haven't done in the past. That's what I'm doing right now. It's like, and what my friends always say, I'm actually a guy who reinvents himself like almost every 10 to 15 years to get a new way to go for new things. And I keep doing this by this way, and I was traveling in the old times, and now I'm traveling again, but to different stages. I actually don't have any regrets.
Good.
It's like life can't be planned. It's like just take it and take it how it is and make the best of it. And that was always my, let's say, what I did with life and what I'm doing with life in the future.
Awesome. And the best is yet to come.
That's right.
Thank
I was going to
say
ask
that again.
You,
exactly.
And the best is yet to
say
come.
Say it in my good ear.
The best is yet to come.
Thank you.
So we hit upon the best is yet to come. So like, let me ask you, if you were to tell your 20-year-old self something that you know now that you didn't know then, what would be that? What would be that thing? What would you tell your 20-year-old self?
Chase happiness, not dollars.
Okay, good. What would you tell you?
Just be who you are and don't let others define who you should be.
Okay. And Harold, what would you tell your 20-year-old
self?
That's
the same thing. Be what you are and go for it if you want to do it, and don't think about what other people tell you. If you want to do it, just go for it.
And what would you both all tell your 70-year-old selves?
The best is yet to come.
Attaboy.
And Harold, what would you tell your 70-year-old self? Hello? Where's Harold?
Yeah.
What would you... What, did you drop your ear in aid?
Literally.
Harold,
oh my
goodness. What would you tell your 70-year-old self?
My 7-year-old?
70.
70.
Yeah, 70. What would you tell your 70
self?
Okay,
okay. There's still a lot of years to come, and do what you want and try to. Actually, it's like my thing is like, I want when I leave this planet, I want to leave happy, and I want to leave not saying I should have done that. I should have done that. I try to do all these things. It's like I'm not having a list, but I have a list in my head what I want to do, what I want to go. There's one continent I'm missing. It's Australia. I've never been to, and I'm still planning going with my girlfriend to Australia because this is one thing I want to put on my list as well.
Okay, so maybe you could teach David here how to get that passport out and get on the plane and put the jet fuel behind his ear and rock on.
No problem, David. Next time I'm in New York, I will do that.
Awesome. Up Sydney, party of four. That's what it's going to be, Harold.
So we have 2 minutes left of the show. If there's anybody online that would like to ask a question, I would like to put that out to you. Just one quick question. And before we close out, is there anybody? Any of David's fans would like to ask a question? This is
now
your
is the time to call in. I can't see the screen, so you can't ask the question on Instagram Live.
The number is 877-480-4120. Again, 877-480-4120. So, my wish for everyone on this planet is that they own their voice, speak their truth, and live life their way. That's the mission, that everybody gets to do what they love doing. And it's clear to me that you guys are actually doing what you love doing. And I feel that if more people did that, they'd be equally as happy. So I wish that for everyone. And I want to thank you all for coming on my show. So like, it wasn't random, but it was random, but it was perfectly divined. It was perfect. And I look forward to creating more relationships with you all. So thank you.
Thank you so much for having
Thank you so much. And I
it's
hope
really
that you your void is always
Noreen,
filled for
very much
greatness.
Fun being on the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Harold. So this is Noreen Sumter. I hope you enjoyed the show just as much as I did. We're going to say goodnight now. And thank you so much for tuning in. And you can tune in next week and have some fun with me. We're going to be having Stephanie Benedetto from, well, she's Queen of Roar. We're going to be talking about sustainability and building fabrics using science. So this is Noreen signing off. Thank you for the love and thank you for the kisses. And it's good night. Thank you. Bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo! What's that?
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
And we're hosts of The Rob and Callie Show. Are you looking for a show that talks about real stuff like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Then you have come to the right place because we cover topics ranging from chivalry to gratitude to your relationship with money and everything in between.
So listen to us on The Rob and Callie Show Tuesdays, 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.